Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, the training camp report brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. I'm Bob Papa, the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Last week of training camp for the New York Giants. Coming up on the show, I'll talk with head coach Tom Coughlin, new offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo. But to get things started, we take a look at the Giants wide receivers and defensive backs.
Yeah, I think the main goals for us during training camp is to establish ourselves as a consistent group of contributors, whether it be in the pass game, obviously, where a lot of our emphasis will be as wide receivers, but also as run blockers, and just being able to constantly produce in every facet of offensive football and making sure we're doing our part to help us move the ball down the field and be successful on offense. I expect big things from Vic. Leadership, obviously a dynamic playmaker. I think a guy who's really taken that next step in being a veteran player and a guy who wants to lead, not only do his job, but help others to do their jobs better. These guys have the ability to be a game-changing wide receiver. I see Ruben a lot the same way. I like the way Ruben's working. I think he's focused and locked in on making himself an all-around better football player, whether it be blocking, pass catching, route running. And I think he's doing that. I expect big things from Ruben this year. JJ is a guy who brings a skill set that is very well suited for the inside, but he's also got some speed to help us stretch the field vertically on the outside. And I think he gives us a nice combination of being able to do both. So there's a lot of flexibility with him. We haven't seen as much of Odell because of the injury is what we like to. Dynamic guy with great speed and quicks, excellent ball skills. He'll go get it. He's got natural hands. Definitely the ability to be a contributor on the offense. Mario's done a good job, I think, of when he wasn't on the field with us in the spring and rehabbing. I think he did a great job of staying into the meetings and trying to learn things. He brings great ball skills. He's got good speed still vertically. You know, he'll contribute more on the outside than inside. He can be a guy who can take the top off of defense and make people worry about him vertically. Corey's proven to have a knack for going and get the deep ball. He's shown it to us a few times in practice. He's a big body guy in there, but also moves well. He knows how to use his body and putting it in between himself and defenders and getting to the ball. And if he can become a consistent guy in all aspects, he does a good job on the outside going to get the ball. So he's got some big playability. Marcus is a guy who's given us great flexibility. Been really happy with Marcus. He was impressive as an all-around player. I think Marcus brings that to the table and gives you a lot of flexibility because he can handle all the different positions. Fans can expect the wide receivers to be a consistent group who are constantly working to make plays, whether it be spring or running backs for long runs by blocking on the outside. Obviously, great routes, precision, detailed routes, and catching the ball. You know, the ball, when it's in the air, it's going to be ours or no one's, and we're going to stretch the field vertically and be able to make big plays for us down the field.
Playmakers on three.
One, two, three, playmakers.
We want to become a great coverage group. You know, be able to play both man and zone coverage very, very well. Not allow any big runs, get the ball in front and inside in the running game. Dominique has great physical skills, excellent corner. Play press, play off, has great closing quickness. He's an exciting guy to have in the group. Sprints is a big physical corner that's done a great job of getting his hands on the receivers and the OTAs and the minicamp, and looking forward to big things from him to become an even bigger playmaker. Jermaine has great quickness. He's a great competitor. He's learning how to intercept the ball well, and he's made big plays for us in training camp this preseason. Walter Thurman is a veteran that knows the nickel spot and the corner spot very well. He comes from a championship team in Seattle and brings a lot of enthusiasm and excitement to the group. Zach's another veteran that's a very good physical guy that can put his hands on and play cover two, play zone coverage very well, and he's become a very good man defender for us now. Charles is a undersized corner that has great quickness, great competitor, loves to play the game, can play inside at nickel or outside, and brings that, you know, energy to us every day in practice. Deron's another guy that can play inside and outside, corner in the nickel spot. He's got very good physical skills, quickness, very competitive, good tackler, plays the ball in the air very well. Bennett Jackson's a rookie out of Notre Dame that's played receiver, and now he's converted over to corner. We're going to use him at the corner in the nickel spot. He's learning how to play the positions and done a great job picking up our system.
When you start and you think about the safety position, it's a position that you need to be ready to communicate, and you're the quarterbacks on the defense, so you have to make sure that everyone understands the check and be ready to get them in position. And integral role. He's been here 5 years with us, and his ability to be able to understand formations and understand our adjustments with those formations is going to be tremendous help for us on the field. Stevie Brown is coming back, of course, off of an injury. He's going to have the ability to show us that he can still make the middle post one-third plays as well as half-field plays for us. His ability to go play in the box is going to help us as well. Cooper Taylor is another big height, weight, speed kid who's actually coming into his own. He's starting to trust and understand his abilities versus all the other guys' abilities, and so I just have to make sure I continue to work on his confidence. Quentin Dempsey is a guy who has tremendous speed, but I've told Q that you have to be ready to get down in the box as well as play deep. He's starting to get his feet wet with playing closer near the box. Matt Burry, I like to call him the missile now because he's like a heat-seeking missile. He has the ability to strike and roll and uncoil his hips, and so with the ability to be able to now play back deep and learn how to play as a deep defender is going to help his overall game. It's all about turnovers, and it's all about making sure that we have knockback tackles. So we need to create more turnovers and also ignite the stadium with big hits.
1, 2, 3.
DB.
The Giant wide receiver is certainly tested every day in practice by one of the deepest defensive backfields in Giants history. When we come back, I'll sit down with new offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo as we return after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, the training camp report brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. And we're joined by new Giants offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo. And Coach, how's it been assimilating to a new organization after so many years in Green Bay?
Well, it's been an easy transition. This is a great organization from the top down, and they've been welcoming. It doesn't feel so new anymore, but yeah, it's great to be here.
All right, obviously installing a new offense, and it's different than what they had. How much, though, percentage-wise, are things that you've incorporated from what was already here?
Well, you go through, you know, every place has plays. You know, every system has similar type plays. We like to look at everything through the eyes of the center, the quarterback, and the halfback, and that's where we hang our hat.
Obviously, it's football, right? Plays are plays. You still have
plays
to execute
plays,
it.
Yeah. You can go to Kmart and get some plays.
But you got to be able to execute them. What's it been like getting to know Eli Manning and working with him?
Yeah, it's been great working with Eli so far. He's a pro's pro. He's humble. He works very hard. And, you know, I'm excited to see him grow and what we're trying to do.
Different offenses have different labels, whether it's West Coast or whatever the name of the offense is. But one of the most important things, no matter what the offense is a running game. And it's obviously something that you guys have worked on during training camp and through the preseason. How important is it to establish a run game in order to be balanced offensively?
Yeah, everything starts and ends with the run. You need to be physical. It's part of our identity to be sound, smart, and tough. And toughness plays, you know, hand in hand with the running game. It's hard to build that nowadays because you don't, you know, get as many opportunities to practice with pads on. But when we do, the guys have been great, and they're working to get better, get low, play with leverage, and fit their pads in there. And it showed up a little bit in the first couple games.
All right. Obviously, you had a lot of different influences along the way. Talk a little bit about, you know, your experience in Green Bay and some of the things that you learned from Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, Mike's been a big influence on me. And really what we, it goes back to, you know, seeing things through the eyes of the center, the quarterback, and the halfback. And if those guys aren't right and those guys aren't the primary decision makers in the offense, then it's going to be hard to be consistent. And that's what we're trying to do here, build a consistent product with an identity in mind. With one goal being set, you know, and that's to win the Super Bowl.
Coach, we appreciate a couple minutes. Good luck this season.
Okay, thanks for having me.
That's Ben McAdoo, the offensive coordinator of the New York Giants. When we come back, we'll sit down and talk with the head coach of the New York Giants, Tom Coughlin, as we continue with Giants Access Blue, the training camp report brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery.
This week's New Face interview with Ben McAdoo has been brought to you by MetLife. I can do this.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, the training camp report brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. We're joined by Giants head coach Tom Coughlin. And coach, you're working through training camp. Camp broke this past week. Get a couple preseason games under your belt. Talk a little bit about the progress that you're seeing in your football team right now.
Well, the progress is, again, as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, you know, small wins. That's what you're looking for. Improvement you have improvement in one area, and then maybe you take a step back in another, and you're trying to bring it all together at the right time. I still believe the 5 preseason games is going to help us along those lines. I was impressed the other night with our kicking game. I was impressed with our vice. I was impressed by some of the gunner play. Our punt protection was good. It wasn't tested, but it was good. On the other hand, kickoff return wasn't very good, and, you know, we haven't really covered a kick yet. We had 5 touchbacks again. So in that area, I didn't like the first drive defensively. Seeing people run the ball on us was bothersome, but I was very pleased with Prince was able to run the wide receiver screen down, running out of bounds, and, of course, there's a great lesson there. You know, you hold them to 3 rather than a touchdown. That was positive. But from that point on, I mean, we only gave up 9 points legitimately in the game. I was disappointed by the interpreted lateral that ended up being, you know, a score for Pittsburgh, where in any way, shape, or form, protecting the ball would have been just fine. But I was pleased with the 2-minute drive at the end, the 80-yard drive. Curtis Painter, 7 for 7, and we put the ball in the end zone there. And then we had a 2-minute stop, and then we had a 4-minute opportunity where we held the ball, and they never got it back. So, again, some good, some bad, some things, but always something to correct because it is preseason. Lots of numbers being involved. The more the merrier. You know, you can obviously play with the reps when you're doing it that way. Offensive line got together and played a little bit longer in most cases, and that's something that we definitely need to do.
When you look at some of the young players that are competing for jobs on your football team and they show flashes, whether it's in practice or in the preseason games, do you look for the consistency? In other words, a couple of good practices, a couple of good plays does not get you a jersey with the New York Giants.
No, not going to. But you also look forward to some of the veteran players, some of the guys that have come back. Okay, come on, give me a couple of days in a row here where I can see that you really have got this stuff down pat. You know, some of the receiver, some in the receiver core, put some days together where we can look at it and see that we're all on the same page. So young guys flash, terrific. You know, do it again tomorrow. Do it this coming weekend, that type of thing. But, you know, as they gain confidence, because they're young, we're hoping that can happen.
All right, we're still early in the competition, and fans don't really talk about it all that much, but the kicking competition, you have 2 kickers, and you mentioned that kickoffs through the back of the end zone. What are some of the things that you use as a final determination when you're going to make that decision?
Both have responded under pressure.
All right.
That, to me, is what does it. You have to have a feel for the all-around ability of the player. You have to have an understanding of what's going to happen in pressure situations when a play has to be made. And, again, I'm counting on 5 preseason games creating that for us.
All right, Coach, we appreciate a couple minutes.
Thank you, Bob.
That's New York Giants head coach Tom Coughlin. Still to come on the program, we'll take a look at rookie Jay Bromley as well as take you on the beat. But now it's time for Sights and Sounds of Training Camp 2014.
You gonna put a camera on me while I'm dead tired running like that? Come on, man. What's wrong with you?
What's one more clip, Tom?
Give me.
I may flip some things around, stay with it. We can wear pads on this day too. We can put them all on. We gotta move forward, we gotta advance.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, the training camp report brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. We're going to take you on the beat with Ralph Facchione of the Daily News, but first a look at Giants third-round draft pick Jay Bromley.
Jay Bromley, defensive tackle, Syracuse University.
The Giants looked to add depth and speed to their interior pass rush when they drafted Jay Bromley in the third round out of Syracuse. Bromley's a local kid, growing up in Flushing, New York, and playing for Flushing High School. He started all 13 games in his final year at Syracuse as a weak side defensive tackle. He had 14 and a half tackles for losses and 10 sacks.
Jay Bromley, big guy, defensive tackle, inside pass rusher. We always looking for guys who can give us some depth in our defensive line, and he'll definitely help us with that. He's long, he's big, he's learning the game, and we expect him to help us on third down as a pass rusher.
Just continue to get better each and every day. You know, the highs are never too high, the lows are never too low, and just want to stick to that. You know, no matter how good I play or think I played, I know there's a lot of improvements to be made, and no matter how bad I played, I know it isn't as bad as I think. So I'll just continue to work on that.
This guy has had tons of production last year for Syracuse, which is kind of uncommon production for that position, which we loved about him, and we expect him to come in right away and battle for a third tackle spot and get a D-line rotation.
It's great. It's a great feeling, man. You know, training camp isn't the best part of playing football. You know, that's kind of the grind where you grind through to get to the season where, you know, when you get to the season, everything happens a little bit faster. So you kind of get more of a routine and have a little bit more fun. But it's good being here for the first time with the guys and really getting a feel for how training camp is going to be.
You know, what we've seen so far is that clearly they wanted to give Ryan Nassib the chance to be the number two guy, but he didn't really seize it. And he's been very erratic in training camp. Obviously, he didn't play great in the first two preseason games, and Curtis Painter has been about what you'd expect Curtis Painter would be. But to me, this whole competition, it's about Ryan. You know, if he can win that job, he'll be the number two quarterback. If he can't, it's going to be Curtis Painter, and it's really not going to have much to do with what Curtis Painter can do. They already know that, so they're just waiting to see if a kid has what it takes. You know, they were never really planning on David Wilson. Jerry Reese kept telling us that it was a bonus if he was going to come back. So what you're seeing is what they planned for. Rashad Jennings is the number one. Andre Williams kind of is the number two. They're a little thin with Peyton Hillis hurt, but that 1-2 punch is pretty good. I mean, they've got 174 yards through the first two preseason games, and I know it's preseason, but it's still an impressive total considering the mess that we saw for the running back core last year. They're versatile, they're strong, and there's not a lot of miles on their body. You know, last year, they're bringing Brandon Jacobs out of retirement. You know that he's beat up. Rashad Jennings was barely used in the first 4 years of his career. Williams is a rookie. These guys can take hits. They've got young legs. I think the running game could be the best part of this offense before it's all done. We haven't seen a ton out of the linebackers. They've been okay in the preseason games. Obviously, in camp, there's no live hitting or not a lot of it, so we really don't know what they have. Plus, the most important part of the linebacking core is John Beeson, and he's missing. So until he's fully healthy, you're not going to see the whole core. The one guy that has jumped out is Devin Kennard, the rookie from USC. He looks like he's fast. He looks like he can deliver a hit. He's kind of got a nose for the action. So there's a lot of potential there. We need to see a little bit more of it in preseason games before we get excited, but it looks like there's a chance they might have hit on this one.
That wraps it up for this week's show. Training camp is now closed to the public, but if you want to know everything you need to know about the Giants, you go to Giants.com, Facebook.com/New York Giants, and on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again next Saturday night right here on My9 for another edition of Giants Access Blue, the training camp report brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery.